Hey friends, welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Promises Podcast. Today my guest is DeAndre Wilson. He has an amazing story to tell you. He is going hard after his passions and he's honoring his father's legacy all at the same time. Join us right now. You won't want to miss it. Hey DeAndre, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. It really means a lot to me. I'm so excited that you're the second guests that I've had, and you're also from Team Legacy, just like Keywon was. So I think it's awesome that we're kind of doing this and keeping it in the family.
Definitely.
So how are you doing? How was your new year?
So far off to a good start. As soon as January got here, I immediately started planning for the 2020 podcast tour. It's been amazing. I'm already booked until March. So I'm happy about that. Phase one of the Keep Rolling campaign is completely done. Although the awareness phase will always be happening, but it is officially done where I can move on to other phases. And other than that, you know, I'm just chilling. It's been a good start.
Awesome. I love that. Mine was good too. It's been really relaxing. And today is like my first day of kind of getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, that's what everyone's doing. Yeah, today is the official day that we're just back at it, really.
Yes. So just to start us off, if you could just briefly tell our audience, you know, who you are, where you're from, just, you know, real brief introduction, and then we'll get into like the deeper questions.
Absolutely. So my name is DeAndre Wilson. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a creative. I'm from Evansville, Indiana. If no one is familiar with that, we are in the southern tip of the state of Indiana. If you look at a map and you see Indianapolis, just go south all the way to the bottom. We're practically in Kentucky if you look at a map, but we are in Indiana. And a lot of people struggle with that because a lot of people don't know what Evansville is. So... yeah, a lot of people don't. So it's anything other thing, when you look at a map, people don't talk about southern Indiana. It's Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, Bloomington, and then it's like the rest of the state is cut off. But here in Evansville, I own two businesses. The first one, my brother and I started a catering business called Turntable LLC. And the second business that I started is the Keep Rolling campaign. And the Keep Rolling campaign, I roll a 230-pound tractor tire around the city with three core objectives in mind: cancer awareness, fitness, and community conversation. I'm very involved in my community. I sit on a couple boards, do a lot of community work. And I'm happy to be a creative here in Evansville. It's difficult, but I do my best.
Well, that's awesome. How, so before you started Keep Rolling, how did you want to be an entrepreneur? I mean, because you said you and your brother started a business, kind of how did you get into wanting to do that?
It started when we were in college. We went to two different colleges for the same major. And we were very talented, you know, working for hotels and restaurants and catering companies. We were successful in what we did, but we had a long conversation. I mean, the conversation started back in, started back in high school where we talked about working for ourselves, but it kind of came full circle when we were in college because we were making all of these other companies successful, but they weren't making us successful. Yes, you were getting a paycheck every 2 weeks and raises and, you know, employee spotlight, but we knew we were so much more talented than that. And so we wanted to do our own thing, and it paid off.
That's awesome. So you said you started the Keep Rolling campaign. What year was that?
So Keep Rolling campaign officially started back in 2019. It was an 8-month process, and that process was made up of me just building the confidence to maneuver the tire and the muscle, as well as getting the word out there. You know, that awareness phase was so critical, but I believe doing everything in phases, so I was able to focus on the outreach and the awareness. So I was like literally in the news every other week. I hit social media hard with promotion. And so, like I say, it started last year.
Awesome. And I do know that a big part of why it started, it all comes down to your dad, right?
Absolutely. He when he was battling stage four liver cancer and colon cancer, when he would leave chemo treatment, he would come home, eat, and then begin to roll his tire. That's also when I was going, catering with Turntable. You know, people would message me and say, "Hey, we saw your dad," and my dad would, tell me, where he was going and the adventures he went on, people he would talk to. He started that. I enjoyed seeing my dad do that because it gave him, a sense of community and a sense of happiness. I mean, he was literally dying, but he still made effort to get up to do something. So my dad's been passed away now for, in August of 2020, it will be 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and to keep his legacy going and the community work that he had no idea he was doing, I decided to pick it up. So here we are today with my second endeavor, the Keep Rolling campaign.
That's amazing. And, I've known a few people close to me who had cancer and had to go through chemo and that sort of thing. I can't imagine going to chemo treatment, coming home from that and going out and doing, rolling that huge tire. So that says a lot about your dad and mental strength. Because I think a lot of that comes down to like the mental part of it. Like he was obviously physically weak too, but for him to get up the gumption after going through the chemo treatment each time and then go and do that, that's amazing.
And yeah, definitely.
Was he into fitness before that, or did this the whole idea of it come, when he was diagnosed?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that, and I'm gonna cover more of that in my documentary. I want to slide that in. But yes, my dad was into bodybuilding.
Okay.
And so he's always been in shape, and he wanted to compete. He had his own gym, but I was born, so plans change. So he switched gears, but he's always worked out. He's always been in shape. To what you just said about mental toughness, you really have to have that discipline and that drive to keep going. I talk about that a lot in past podcasts, that mental toughness is a real thing and you have to have that drive.
That's amazing. And I'm glad you brought up the documentary, because I wanted to talk about that too. Can you just tell us a little bit about that and kind of if you know when it's expected to be available or when where we can go to watch it?
Yeah. So right now, my producer or my director, if you will, he is kind of editing everything. And because we've gathered so much content. I mean, it's unreal, because he gave me his GoPro. And so I wear that thing, capturing a lot of content. We were together for a few days, gathering a lot of content. I also sent him a lot of pictures and videos that I had way before we even started this process, years and years of videos and pictures of my dad and myself with the tire way beforehand. So we have just so much content he's putting together. The documentary should be done in May, fingers crossed. What'll happen is I will have a few screenings here in my community, and then I will release the documentary on my YouTube channel, the Keep Rolling campaign, where people can view it.
Yay, I can't wait. I'm really, really excited about that. It's been cool, because I've known you, I guess, for a few months, kind of, known you, quote unquote, through the internet.
Yeah.
But it's been cool seeing
I'm sure before I started following your page and following your story and everything, that you were getting, you know, noticed by your local news and that sort of thing. But it's been cool seeing, seeing you get covered in the news and just your story kind of spreading more and more.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I felt like back in 2019, I was in the news probably every other week, because you got to think there's news outlets, there's magazines, there were podcasts. There was the podcast tour on top of just being in the local podcast. I was going to community events. So, I mean, 100%. A+ for the awareness phase, because it was extremely tiresome but yet successful.
Yeah, I bet it was. It was that kind of thing. I was kind of like, whoa, it's another article or another piece from the news. That was really cool, and I was very impressed. So well done, because I don't know how you do it. You know, I try to kind of do similar things. Of course, I don't have kind of an awareness campaign of anything like of any sort. But just kind of getting connected with people, especially like local, it can be really difficult.
And it can.
I applaud you for that. That's really awesome. I kind of want to go a little bit back to your dad, kind of because you clearly he had an impact on you. Most fathers do. But for you to want to go back and start the Keep Rolling campaign in honor of him and to keep his legacy going, kind of what kind of things did your dad instill in you about, you know, life, work ethic, that sort of thing? Like, what were some of the big things that he taught you that really impacted you, that made you want to, you know, continue his legacy?
One of the key things I remember my dad taught me and that I will use forever, was taught me how to save money. And I think I will always use those skills. I will always refer back to that. It's kind of like a big puzzle. It was my dad rolling the tire. You know, he didn't go without a fight. He knew he was dying, but he chose to put up a fight first. So you have that to keep in mind. And then one of the things that helped me was my favorite hip hop artist, Jay-Z. He dropped the 444 album, and my favorite song on there is Legacy. So you have the work that my dad did. Now this song comes out. And it was kind of just this whole moment I had where my dad passed away, and he left a legacy of work ethic, rolling the tire, teaching me how to save money. And I figured, why not keep the legacy going? I remember my dad, you know, he's always had multiple jobs. I remember at one point in his life, he had three. And I got to see all of that happen. He used to, he was known in the community for working on cars. And you can imagine this guy who's always working out. He was a bouncer at a club. And then he also worked for the sanitation company here in Evansville. So he's always been on the hustle, and he didn't talk to me about it, but I got to witness it firsthand. And I love to watch people. That's how I learn. I learn through watching and conversation. So I applied those. I've had four jobs. I've had three jobs. I've had five jobs in my life, all at one time. So it's all of that coming together. And then you kind of top it off with the fact that in the African-American community, we don't talk about legacy oftentimes, or a lot of times we don't have a 3 to 5 year plan. So that also drove me to want to pick the tire up and keep it going. So that's kind of a long drawn out answer, but it's the whole puzzle came together to get me to where I'm at today.
That's so cool. That's really awesome. And I think, like you're saying, you learned more from watching him.
Yeah.
And just kind of seeing how he lived his life. And I think, like, that's almost more important than someone telling you how to live life. You know what I mean? Like, cause someone can tell you, hey, these are the steps you should take. This is the best way to do it. Yada, yada, yada. But I think it's almost more impactful when you actually see someone living it out and you have that example in front of you. So that's really cool.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
I was curious. You said you kind of do some community or you are on some boards and things. Can you tell us just kind of a few of the things you do community wise or community service?
Yeah. So I'm on 3 boards here in Evansville, Patchwork Central, Young and Established, and the Literacy Center. And then with the Keep Rolling campaign, one of our core objectives is community conversation. So you can imagine rolling the tire down the street and a child runs off their porch and they want to know why, they want to touch the tire. Or you can imagine an individual coming off the porch, like an adult at this point, coming off of their porch and wanting to know why I'm doing it, or and then sharing what their struggles are in life. That's been a difficult process in itself, but that's the community work that I do.
That's so cool. I've been wanting to, so where I live, I've only lived here about 2.5 years. And I guess to some people that seems long,
yeah.
But before, you know, I had lived in the same place almost my entire life, like into my mid 20s. So to me, like living somewhere for 2.5 years isn't that long. And I have not established myself, you know, in any, or kind of, I haven't really like embraced the community that I'm in. And what I really want to do this year in 2020 is like volunteer or be more a part of like where I'm at. Cause I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. This is clearly like where I'm going to be living for a while, if not maybe the rest of my life. So I'm like, it's time for me to like go out and start becoming a part of the community and do something myself. So that's really encouraging to me to hear like how involved you are in your community. So thanks for that. A little bit
no
of inspiration.
Problem. Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to know too, I love, since we're both in Team Legacy, I'd love to hear just briefly how you became a part of it and just maybe how you got to know Isaac or how you first met Isaac.
Yeah. So shout out to Isaac for being great.
Yes.
Love that guy. haven't met him yet. Talked to him on the phone several times. Love that guy.
Yes.
He also wrote me a recommendation on LinkedIn and I had to return the favor, but Isaac's great. So last year was the first year that I was putting together the podcast tour and I was trying to build that thing heavy. One of the ways that I have to build it is I use all the search engines on social media and I'll search podcast, podcast host, podcast owner. And Isaac popped up immediately and I followed him on Twitter, reached out. He followed me back. I was shortly on his show. After his show, we had another conversation about Team Legacy, about some of the things he wanted to do. I said, add me, let's do this. And that's how I met Isaac.
That's awesome. I can't even remember how I came into contact with him. And I say this, I've said it on several episodes of my podcast. It's like, I don't even remember. I have had a Twitter account since like 2011, but like never used it. And then I started hearing, or Gary Vaynerchuk started popping up on my YouTube and I started watching some of his stuff and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling what he's talking about. So, and something he talks about is being more active on like all social media. So I tried to get more active on Twitter and I know that Twitter is where somehow I connected with Isaac. But I have no idea when, except for sometime this summer. And then it just kind of, everything kind of built from there. And when he started Team Legacy and invited, I was like, I'm so excited about this. And it's really awesome. And I can't wait to see, especially what 2020 brings. Because it seems like there's some pretty big plans in the works for 2020. And for the listeners, if you're interested or have any questions about Team Legacy, you can contact me on my social media, anything like that, you can contact DeAndre. I'm going to have all of both of our social media accounts, like, all listed in the description. So if you have any questions, that's definitely something that we can answer for you. I did want to know kind of what are, so you've got your businesses, what are some of your future endeavors? Are there any new businesses you would like to possibly run in the future, or just what are some, maybe some life future endeavors for you?
I would say business wise, being known now as a serial entrepreneur, I think it's pretty cool. I learned through rolling the tire to never say never. Because all my family and friends would say, hey, you're gonna roll the tire. And I would say never. And look where we're at today. Oh. So as far as starting another business, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I might start another one. Well, I don't know. But as far as life goes, or I want to give a TED talk.
Well, yes, I can totally see that too. I can see that happening.
Yeah. That's the only one I have right now, because I mean, literally everything, I don't do New Year's resolutions, and I set goals, but there are things that I wanted to, you know, that I wanted to really do, like the podcast tour and the documentary. So I feel like, you know, I'm doing those things now, and it's like, what can I do next? Mm-hmm. So once those two projects are done, especially the documentary, I'm going to focus on my TED talk. I may focus, something else may pop up. I don't know. But we'll see.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm so thankful that you have been, been a part of my life and been a part of Team Legacy and have shared so much of your life with people. I think a lot of people are kind of afraid to do that. They're afraid to let the world see kind of into their life and what it's been like. So props to you for doing that and for going after it so ambitiously. It's been really cool watching it. I'm sure you notice, like, I share your stuff all the time just because inspiring. Like, it inspires me, and I know that, you know, it's going to inspire strangers, and that it has. So that is so cool. Thank you for doing that. Are there any last things that you'd like to say to the audience or anything like that?
Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Keep Rolling Campaign. And then on February 20th, make sure you are on all of my social media pages, because something epic is going to happen. I don't want to give it away, but just know on February 20th, something epic is going to happen.
I love that. 02-2020.
Yeah, it's going to, cool. Something epic is going to happen.
So, okay, before, so that people can be there, what is, like, your Twitter, your Instagram, everything like that? Where can people reach you? And of course, I will have I'll link it below, but just in case someone wants to find it right away.
Absolutely. So on Twitter and Instagram, DeAndre D. Wilson. On LinkedIn and Facebook, DeAndre Wilson. YouTube, Keep Rolling Campaign. And the cool thing is every default picture is the tire. It's either me standing next to the tire, or it's the tire itself. It says Keep Rolling Campaign.
Awesome. So, like, on your LinkedIn, if someone looks up DeAndre Wilson, they'll be able to find it because your picture is like you and the tire, or the tire.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Cool.
So y'all know where to find it. Again, thank you so much. I like, you're my kickoff for my second season of my podcast. I'm so excited. It's cool that you've got something coming up in February, something epic, because that's when this podcast episode is going to go down, is like the first week of February.
Oh, perfect.
My new season starts in February. If you're listening to this, you're catching the first episode of season two. So thank you so much for talking. I'm just so thankful that through Team Legacy and just through social media and amazingness of technology, I've gotten to connect with so many amazing and awesome people. And I think, you know, such authentic people, that's a big thing. I know that we talk about it in Team Legacy, is just like genuineness and authenticity. And some of you have really touched my life. So thank you so much. I can't wait to drop this episode and bring more people into your story to kind of witness what you do in the future, because I know that you've got big things that you're going to do.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes, I do.
You're welcome. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I hope that your 2020 is off to an amazing start. And once again, thank you so much, DeAndre.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There we have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening. It was a pleasure getting to talk to DeAndre. And don't forget, down below in the show notes, we've got all the links to his social media. Go follow him, catch up, watch his YouTube. You're going to be able to see the documentary coming up later this year, and I know you are not going to want to miss it. Have a great rest of your week.